Our next topic within the unit of davening for cholim is the issue of inserting a name in the bracha of Rifa'enu in Shmona Esrei. You know, if you daven with the Art Scroll Siddur, others do them also, but I know the Art Scroll has it. They gave you this, you know, line that you can insert in Rifa'enu, which is also going to lead to a discussion, not just about inserting a name in Rifa'enu, but what if I just want to say Rifa'enu at a random time? I know somebody is sick. I'm a doctor. I go into their room, and I want to say a tefillah for them. Or, you know, it happens certainly to me. I go into a hospital room, and the person who's in the bed says, you know, would you say a prayer for me? So usually that's Tehillim. Tehillim and a Mishaberach. But maybe I can say Rifa'enu. Who's to say it's only for Shmona Esrei? Right? It's not just for breakfast anymore. It's maybe you could actually say it any time.
It's not physical healing. It's physical and spiritual healing.
So, correct. So this is what we need to discuss. First, we begin with the discussion about inserting a name into Rifa'enu. There are two potential issues when you add to a bracha. Issue number one is hefsek. It's an interruption in the bracha when you insert text if it's inappropriate for that spot. That's number one. Number two, your brachos have a particular formula that our sages enacted when they created the bracha. It's called matbeya ha-bracha. You're not supposed to mess with the format of a bracha. This is what they gave you as the bracha. That's what you say. It's not for you to start changing brachos. So who are you to say in the middle of Rifa'enu, Yehi Ratzon, dot, dot, dot. So the answer is we have ample basis for modifying the bracha based on three passages of Gemara. However, the three passages articulate it in different ways, which can get confusing. We will not be confused, because we're going to do fine, but this is what we need to go through. Three Gemaras. Gemara number one is in source Vav. I was going to make a table out of this, and I forgot to. So there isn't a table on your sheet, but I believe we can still manage it. I thought I did do a table, but it's not there, so I'm guessing I didn't. Okay. Source Vav. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav. Rav Chiya bar Ashi quotes Rav to say, Afa pisha amru shoel adam tzrachav b'shomea tfila. Even though we say that a person may ask Hashem for whatever he wants in Shema Koleinu, in balomar achar tfilaso afilu kiseder shiyom kipurim omer. If you want, you can wait till the end of Shmona Esrei, right? And you can absolutely throw in whatever you want. You could go as long as the vidui of Yom Kippur. You can say whatever you want at the end of Shmona Esrei. That's Gemara number one. You can insert into Shema Koleinu, or you can wait till the end.
Where is that?
This is Brachos Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, 31a. That's number one. Second Gemara, also Brachos Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda. La'olam al yishal adam tzrachav lo b'shalosh rishonos v'lo b'shalosh achronos. You should not make requests for your personal needs in the opening three brachas of Shmona Esrei or in the concluding three brachas of Shmona Esrei. Ela b'imtza'iyos. But you can do it in the middle brachos. He didn't say Shema Koleinu. He says, apparently, any of the middle brachos. Right? We have 13 of them. So I could insert anywhere, it sounds like, anywhere in the middle brachos of Shmona Esrei. That's our second Gemara.
But not in the brachos, between.
Right now, he just said in the brachos. We have not yet answered the question of where in the brachos. We'll get to it. Third Gemara, and really the one that has the greatest impact, which is funny because it's not in brachos. This Gemara is in Avodah Zarah. Wow. But take a look, it's source Ches. Om Rav Yehuda, braid Rav Shmuel bar Shelas, mishmei the Rav. Rav Yehuda, son of Rav Shmuel bar Shelas, quotes Rav to say, Ava pisha amru shoel adam tzrachav b'shomea tfila. Even though we say that a person may ask for whatever he wants in Shema Koleinu, aval im balomar b'sof kol bracha u'bracha me'ein kol bracha u'bracha omer. If at the end of each bracha he wants to say something that reflects the theme of that bracha, he may do so. Now, what does the end of the bracha mean? Bobby asks. What does that mean? Does it mean after the bracha?
After the bracha.
So take a look at source test. I'm going to come back to the rest of Ches, but take a look at source test. This is the Mishnah Berurah's comment. Ayin b'pri megadim. See the pri megadim's comment. Shemitzadeid lomar didavka kodem sha'amar baruch ata Hashem. He says it doesn't mean the end of the bracha, like after the bracha. It means before you say baruch ata Hashem, concluding the bracha. Aval acher kach nira da aser. But after that, no. That's the prima gadim. In parentheses, he adds, v'ayin sham de'eno barur lo davar zeh. But look at the prima gadim's comment, because really, it's not so clear to the prima gadim that this is so, that it's really asked to be before baruch ata Hashem. And I looked in the prima gadim, and I understand what the Mishnah Berurah is noting there. But that's the idea. Now we have one Gemara which says Shema Kolenu, end of Shmona Esrei. I have another Gemara that says each of the middle brachos of Shmona Esrei. And now I have each bracha at the end of the bracha. And I didn't get to finish Ches yet. Can I finish Ches first? Just go through all of it. Amar Rechia Bar Ashi Amar Rav. Rechia Bar Ashi quotes Rav. We already saw him speaking in Vav. Afal pi she'amru shoal adam tzracha b'shomei tefila. Even though we said that you can ask for your needs in Shema Kolenu, im yesh lo chole besoch beiso. If someone has someone ill in their home, omer b'birkas cholem, he should say so in Rafa'enu. If he needs a parnasa, Omer b'birkas hashanim, he should say so in Barech Aleinu. That's the bracha for parnasa. Make it rain. Omer b'Yishua ben Levi. And then the concluding line, Rabbi Yishua ben Levi says, Afa pisha amru shoal adam tzrachav b'shomei atfila. Even though they said a person should ask for his needs in Shema Koleinu, Avalim balomar achar tfilaso afilu kisedi yom kippurim omer. If he wants to say after his davening, like the avod of Yom Kippur, he may say it. So what Rechia Bar Ashi said, quoting Rav in source Vav, Rabbi Yishua ben Levi says in source Ches. And Rabbi Chia Bar Ashi, quoting Rav, says you can actually do it in each of the middle brachos, or at least Rifo'enu and Barech Aleinu. Dr. Block, thank you for waiting.
I don't see why there should be any question of what the prima gadim says. It seems to me quite
obvious. No, because the prima gadim
is using the prima that exists there, in which they say you do say it in the bracha. It doesn't say after the bracha.
But beso
the bracha says in the bracha. No.
I mean, that's not the prima gadim's argument. That's not the prima gadim's argument. Take a look in the prima gadim, and you'll see it's a lot more confusing than that. Unfortunately, it's not a one liner in the prima gadim.
Oh.
Yeah. So
where did you get this one line from then?
No, it's his summary of the takeaway that is relevant here. But the Prima Gadim was actually part of a discussion about a different point entirely.
Oh.
Yeah. So all of this gives us, or gives me anyway, confusion. That's why I was going to table the views on the page, and I'm sorry that I didn't. I did expect to. But Rabbeinu Yonah comes along to clarify for us in source Yud, it doesn't really need to be that scary. The Rabbeinu Yonah says there are four different places to talk about, because we've identified four, right? We said Shema Kolenu, the end of Shmona Esrei, the end of each bracha, and the middle of each bracha, right? Those are the four places we've talked about. And he says each one has different rules for what you are and are not allowed to do. In his mind, in Rabbeinu Yonah's mind, there is no disagreement between these sources. They're talking about different kinds of insertions. So as we're going to articulate,
they're all requests. So how are they different?
Because, for example, one of them will be talking about a private request for my personal needs, or I know an individual who is sick, and one will be talking about requesting for a community. Remember that all the middle brachos of Shmona Esrei are worded in the plural. So that distinction is an important distinction to make. That's one of the key distinctions that he's going to draw. I'll note for you, we're not going to go through it, but Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim Kuftes Zayin Aleph, 116 in Or Chaim, talks about the fact that Rifa'enu is actually changed. Meaning, it's based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, last pasuk in a Haftarah, so people sometimes are aware of it. Rifo'eni Hashem ve'erafe. Heal me Hashem and I will be healed. Hoshi'eni ve'ivashaya. Save me and I will be saved. Ki sihilasi ata. Because you are my glory, my praise, whatever you want to translate to Hila. And in Refa'ina, we make that into the plural. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you can do that because it's a tefillah. But normally you're not allowed to change singular and plural from psukim. You leave the pasuk the way it is. Don't mangle psukim. And then he talks about whether you can do that if you're saying a mizmor, like a parak of Tehillim. Are you allowed to change it to make it fit your personal circumstances? Let's say David HaMelech wrote it in the masculine, but you're a woman saying it. So you say, I want to change it now and say it in the feminine form. Is that an okay thing to do?
Is it?
Ah, good question. Take a look at Shulchan Aruch or Chaim Kuftei Zayin Aleph. But Rabbeinu Yonah says, and I bolded it for you on the sheet, like each of the headings, and that will hopefully help. Source Yud. Be'inyan zem ischalik la'arba dinim chalukim. He says you have four different rules, meaning four different categories, really. Ha'aleph, ha'echad, the first one. She'abircha shomea tefila. In the brach of Shema Kolenu, you could ask for whatever you want in any way that you want. Because that bracha is a catch-all for all needs. That's what it was made for. Shema Kolenu, Hashem, hear our voice. We're asking for a lot of different things. Hear all of it, please. That's Shema Kolenu. So Shema Kolenu, you could ask for whatever you want. Singular, plural, yourself, the community, doesn't matter. Vadin Hasheni, second one. Shimbalomer besov kol bracha ubracha mein kol bracha ubracha omer. If at the end of each of the middle brachas of Shmona Esrei, you want to add a request that is using the format of that bracha, it fits that bracha, you may do so. Vafilu shlohayel tzarcho mamash mutter kevin shomer osan balashon rabin. And not only that, you could say it in the plural and let it be for the community. It doesn't have to be about you. It could be, you're davening because I know there are people who need parnasa. So I'm davening for the people who need parnasa. It's not about me. Miu balashon yachid aser laomro. But what you would not be allowed to do is to do it in the lashon yachid in singular. Kevin sheino omer oso babur kol Yisrael, because you're not saying it for everybody. Vahave Havsaka, now it's an interruption. So he doesn't want you adding at the end of the bracha unless it is done in the plural. If you're doing it as the Mishnah Berurah drew from the Prima Gadim, if you're doing it right before Baruch Atah Hashem, you have to word it in the plural. No other choice. Well, no, but it means you have to word it. You have to make it a request. Yeah.
Lacholim.
Yes.
Say lacholim.
Yeah.
You got it made.
Well, there's an easier way to deal with it. It's coming up. Okay. But yes. He says.
I'm allowed to say vs.
Yeah.
It's just one name.
Right. No, but we don't do it this way anyway. We don't do the sof kol bracha. You'll see. V'davka sheyachol omer b'lashon rabin b'sof kol bracha u'bracha. But specifically where you are able to word your request in the plural. Since he has already completed that which the sages enacted as an obligatory bracha, we have no problem with you adding. But not in the middle of the bracha. If you were to insert a request for the community in the middle of the bracha, that would not be acceptable. Because now, go back to what I said when I introduced this section, you are adding to the text that Chazal created. So you're not allowed to insert in a way that looks like you're not satisfied with their addition and you're going to make your addition. So at the end of the bracha, you may only insert in the plural. In the middle of the bracha, you may only insert in the personal. So personal needs go in the middle of the bracha. Communal needs go at the end.
I thought you were allowed to put anything in the middle of the bracha.
So now we get to the middle part.
Brachas are so short.
No, it means, what happens is, your basic format of a bracha in Shmona Esrei is that you have the body of the bracha, then you have a summary of it right before the conclusion, and then you have Baruch Atah Hashem. So for example, Rifa'enu, right, because we're talking all about that, Rifa'enu Hashem b'nei Rafei, Hoshienu b'nei Vashach, Kisi Laseinu Ata, that's it, Baruch Atah Hashem, right? One second. I'm getting confused with Nusach Sfarad for some reason. I find myself saying Kol Tachlueinu Machaveinu. For some reason, I'm throwing in Nusach Sfarad. Sorry, Jeffrey, what?
Just the Me'ena Chasim.
Yeah, the Me'ena Chasim. But I'm looking for some reason, I haven't davened Nusach Sfarad in I don't know how long. But suddenly it's coming to mind. So I'm just going to work out where they sit her.
Why are you looking for that?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I found it. The Rifa'enu Hashem v'erafei. Yeah, there it is. Rifa'enu Hashem v'erafei. Hoshienu v'nivashaya. Kisi laseinu ata. V'alei refuah shleima l'chol makoseinu. That's the body of the bracha. Then, ki kel melech rofei ne'aman v'rachaman ata. Because you are the faithful and merciful doctor. King/doctor. That is the summary of the bracha. Kel melech rofei ne'aman v'rachman ata is the summary of the bracha, and then brachat Hashem rofei. So in terms of what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, emtza is where we put the yehi ratzon before ki kel melech rofei, whereas sof ha-bracha will be after v'rachman ata before brachat Hashem.
I'm very confused about the plural and singular. It was, you said, based on the bracha, if the bracha is in the plural.
All the brachas are in the plural.
Right, so why was it a problem about, we can only say for community in a certain spot, we can only say.
So what he's saying is, in the event that you are adding at the end, which we're assuming means before Baruch Atah Hashem, then you have to add in the plural, not in the singular. You've now reached the ending of the bracha, and for you to convert it into singular at this point would be inappropriate. It would be an interruption. Okay. So that has to be a plural. But we don't want you adding in the plural in the middle of the bracha, because that is changing the text of the bracha. So there, do the individual, the personal, and then the summary of the bracha will take it back to being plural and the ending. That's what he says. Look at Hadin HaShlishi. The third category, who? She'im shoel hutzrach of mamash. If you're actually looking for your needs, somebody has somebody who's sick in their household, they want them to get better, and the like. You can say it in the personal, even in the middle of the bracha. Now, he says even in the middle of the bracha. Interesting. V'hainu de amrinan im yesh l'chola b'soch beiso omra b'birkas acholim. That's what we meant when we said, if you have somebody sick, then you say it in refa'enu. V'lo hizkir b'kan b'sof habracha el b'birkas acholim stam ka'amar. It didn't say anything about the end of the bracha. It just said insert it into birkas acholim. De afilu b'emtza habracha yochol ishol tzrachav, because you can do it even in the middle. Kevin shitzarech lo lefi shah, because it's what you need right now. Vahusha yomar oso blashon yachid shlo yidme kemosif al hametbeya shetiknu chachamim. As long as you do it in lashon yachid, in the singular, so that it doesn't look like you are adding to the text that they gave us. Now, the truth is, from here, it almost sounds like you could say it in singular, in mid or end. But he already told us he doesn't want you doing it in singular at the end. He felt that would be an interruption. And then we do it in the middle, exactly. And then he concludes, which, by the way, even if you're saying it for multiple people, I think that's still viewed as singular, because you name each one.
Individually.
Yeah. Okay. V'adin ha-ravi shebesof ha-tfila, and then the fourth category is at the end of davening, bein kodim yula ratzon, bein achar yula ratzon, yachol laharich v'lomar kiritzono, whether it's before or after the yula ratzon at the end of Shmona Esrei, you can go on at length, say what you want. Bein b'lashon yachid, bein b'lashon rabin, bein tzarach of mamish, bein tzarach yitzibur. You can use the singular, you can use the plural, you could ask for your needs, you could ask for what the community needs. Doesn't make a difference.
You don't say anything after the shalom between El Kaif and Shalom, El Kaif and Tzarach.
Right. Well,
you're not saying anything. You say
There's a whole discussion about whether you say you yul haratzon twice or once.
Right.
Do you do it before lokanet zor, or do you only do it at oseh shalom? I believe he's talking about the yul haratzon at oseh shalom. Yeah.
If we were really good Jews,
whatever
God gives us, we would be comfortable with it, we'd be happy with it. We wouldn't be asking for more.
So that goes back to the philosophical discussion last week of who are you to intervene when try to make somebody better when God made them sick.
Or even not somebody, even you, being a professor or whatever.
Right. So we had a whole thing about that. But basically, no, we believe that you should do something about it. That's the short answer. So the Shulchan Aruch follows Rabbeinu Yonah in Soros Yud Aleph.
But isn't the wealthy man the one who accepts what he's been given?
Yes. However, Hashem has certain things that he wants you to do.
And what is that?
Well, asking is part of it, but Hashem wants you to be healthy. In the event that you are not healthy, you can't get close to God, as the Rambam writes, because you won't have the presence of mind and calm that you need. So you need to get healthier. You're supposed to daven for it.
But God made you unhealthy. I mean, God's hand is
He also told me to heal myself.
God wants you to heal also.
God is not new to paradoxes. Shulchan Aruch, Yud Aleph. Em ratza lahosif b'chol bracha meha emtsayis. If you want to add to each of the middle brachos, me'ein ha-bracha, along the lines of the bracha, mosif, go for it. Ketzad, how so? Hayalo cholim mevakesh lav rachmim b'rachas refo'enu, tzarech parnasim mevakesh lav b'rachas hashanim, right, just like we said. Medical things in refo'enu, parnasa things in b'rach aleinu. Hagad, the Rama says, Uchshu Mosif, Yatchel Bebracha, Ve'achakach Mosif. Avalo Yosif, Ve'achakach Yatchel Abracha. He says, you don't add in the beginning. You start with the regular text of the Bracha, and then you insert in the Bracha. And then, back to the Machaber, Rabbi Yosef Karo, U'b'shomea Tfila, Yachol Lishol Kol Tzracha, V'shma Kolena, you can ask whatever you want. She kolelas kolabakashos, because it includes all requests. And then he gives you this whole quote from Rabbeinu Yonah, which we've talked about in terms of the personal versus the communal, and being appropriate in the middle or being appropriate, at the end. One second, I just wanted to Dr. Block in person, and then Seymour online. Yeah.
Halacha Maaseh, when you're davening, you're taking a long time to daven. Where are you saying your bakashos?
Halacha Maaseh, you should say them. In
Where
each bracha that's
ever.
Oh, that's my business.
That's what we really? It's one of the secrets of the rabbit?
No, I mean, no, but the answer is if I have something in Refa'inu, then I'll say it in Refa'inu. If something in Parnasa, I'll say it in Baruch Aleinu, whatever it is. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Oh, yeah, that's what Rav Schachter does. It's good enough for me. I'm just going to. Seymour had a question on mine. Yeah, Seymour, go ahead.
Primarily just for Shon Esrei. Let's say there's someone who's in prison. And we have the brachos, Matira Sarim. Could he put in his own words also over there? Or is it only Shemona Esrei?
So the only in Shemona Esrei do you have a real concern. Because in Matira Sarim, you could say Baruch Atah Hashem Matira Sarim, and then say it afterwards. There's no room in the bracha to throw it in. So there you could say it afterwards without any fear. Shemona Esrei poses this unique problem because saying something in between one bracha and the next is an interruption. So you could do that after Matir Asurim, and that would be fine. If somebody decided they wanted to daven for the hostages after Matir Asurim, they would be perfectly justified.
Okay.
Yeah. Ray.
Rabbi, we say you would insert in Refa'inu, you would say before the summary or before the bracha?
So before the summary. Before the summary. Before Kikel Melech Rofei Ne'aman Rachmanata. Yeah.
What about saying Hashem's name in the tefillah? I know the Siddurim have Hashem's name in it?
Yeah. So we're going to talk about the issue. We're not going to get to it this week. We'll have to get to it, God willing, next week. Saying Refa'enu on your own altogether and the possibility of using Hashem's name when you do that. And it'll be clear in that discussion that it's fine, 100% fine, to say Hashem's name as part of a tefillah of request, including the Yehi Ratzon that you find there in your Siddur. 100% fine to say Hashem's name. Toby.
If you say Refa'enu and you put a name in there, can you do it again in Shema Kolenu, or is that considered, levitella?
Interesting. I believe you still can. I believe you still can. We are going to see a certain sense of limitation to what is inserted. We're going to get to that. when we talk more about which chole one does this for. First, we're going to be talking about saying the name of the patient and how exactly you say the name of the patient. But we're going to get into the question of whether you can just say it when you want to do so, and the question of for whom we daven. We'll be talking about whether to do it as preventative. What if you know somebody who isn't sick right now and you want to daven that they shouldn't become sick? What if you have somebody who had cancer treatment, they're 5 years out and no relapse, and you want to daven for them anyway that they should not relapse in the future? So we'll talk about that also. So there it gets a little more complicated, but I think the basic answer is it will be fine. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this business of saying the name of the chole is what we'll start on now, but we're going to have to continue it, God willing, next week. First thing that's very interesting, take a look at source Yud Beis on the sheet, please. The Mishnah Brura says, when we talk about inserting a name in Rifa'enu, he says, V'yachol lehispalel al cholem b'Rifa'enu, you're allowed to daven for the sick in Rifa'enu. V'yomar and say, Rifa na ploni ben ploni refuah shlema b'sol shar chole Yisrael. He gives you a format. God, please heal so-and-so, son of so-and-so. A complete healing is among all the ill of Israel. V'hanimili shalo b'fanav. That assumes they're not present. Aval b'fanav, but if the patient is there, ein tzorech lahazkir shmo. You don't need to say his name. Hashem knows who you're talking about. You're obviously talking about the person who is there in the room with you. I find that wild, because Hashem always knows who you're talking about. But that's what he says. I keep in mind that as the Gemara presents it, the main benefit of looking after people who are sick and visiting people who are sick is twofold. Number one, to be moved to daven on their behalf. And number two, to take care of any practical things that you notice when you're there with them. So that's what you're supposed to be doing. So therefore, it's a logical extension of this experience that you actually, you know, daven for them, and you don't need to mention specifically that you're saying that it's so-and-so, because everybody knows it's so-and-so, so to speak. Now, the Nishmas Avram gets into a fun question. We're going to start on it this week, and then, like I said, we'll have to continue. Do you use the mother's name or the father's name? So, Bobby Paskins, mother's name.
Which says it the art school.
Ah, the art school Paskins. So take a look at source Yud Dalet on your sheet before we see the Nishma Savram. And actually, we're not going to get to the Nishma Savram, I guess. But we'll see this Gemara, which is important as a first step. Amar Abaye. Abaye said, Amra li aim. Literally, my mother told me. But we know Abaye's backstory. Abaye was orphaned. And he's not talking about what his mother did, but rather the nursemaid who took care of him. And he quotes her a lot across the Gemara, often with like folk remedies that she taught him and stuff like that. But Abaye says here, she told me, "Kol minyane bishma de'ima v'chol kitre b'smola." Literally what that means is, all countings are with the mother's name, and all knots are on the left. And what she's talking about is, in this first part, with countings, incantations that would be recited when somebody is sick. When you mention their name, you use the mother's name. So, the question is, where does this come from? So, what we're going to see, God willing, next week, is the Nishmas Avram is going to quote it from the Zohar. And is going to give a reason why we use the mother's name. And then, what I want to bring for you, we'll see how much of it I'll bring inside and how much of it I'll just say outside, is a tshuva of Rav Bezalel Stern, the Bezalel HaChochma, brother of Rav Moshe Stern, the Debreziner, in which he goes on at length with source after source to show the origins of using mother's name versus father's name when davening for somebody who is sick, as well as on a headstone or in Yizkor, in cases like that, whether we should be using the mother's name or the father's name. So that we'll have to see as well.
I think it was from Rachel, from Rachel, who cried for the Jewish people after she was gone.
That beautiful idea. That is not what we're going to say. There are lots of beautiful ideas. They're still valuable. The Zohar is going to be much drier on this one. The Zohar is not going to sound very mystical at all. But God willing, that'll be next week. Oh, sorry, before I forget, next week I need to move the time to 7 o'clock. I apologize, because I know that makes it harder for people. But the problem is there's a speaker at Anshe at 8 o'clock, and I don't want to be in opposition. So we'll do...
What's he speaking about?
He's speaking about...